This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 16 for Friday, August 11th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday, dropping below nearby chart support as losses in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on values. Prices down $9 to $13, November down $11.30 at $761.90 per ton. Updated production estimates from the USDA accounted for much of the activity in the grains and oilseeds today. While the USDA did cut soybean production, the soy market saw a bearish reaction, moving lower, which spilled over to weigh on canola. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also down on the day, with some stops likely hit in the canola market as prices fell below nearby support. A lack of any significant prairie weather concerns remained another bearish influence, although IDEA's canola yields were hurt by hot and dry weather earlier in the growing season did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans saw an initial bounce higher with the release of the USDA's numbers, but quickly retreated to post losses. November down 10 cents at 13.07 per bushel. Soybean production at 4.2 billion bushels was down by 95 million from the June estimate and at the lower end of trade expectations. Ending stocks for the upcoming crop year were cut to only 245 million bushels, down from an anticipated 300 million in June and below the 260 million bushels of carryout expected for the current marketing year. Corn futures, they moved lower as well. September down 8 cents at 4.74 per bushel. Average U.S. corn yields were pegged at 175.1 bushels per acre. That's still at, up on the year, but down from the 177.5 bushel per acre forecast in June. Total corn production at an estimated 15.1 billion bushels was also down from the June estimate, but well above last year's 13.7 billion bushel crop. New crop corn ending stocks at 2.2 billion bushels were down from June, while the old crop carryout was raised to 1.46 billion bushels. Wheat futures also lower despite a slight trimming to U.S. wheat production. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents at 8.14 per bushel. Kansas City down 11 cents in September at 7.55 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 11 cents in the September contract at 6.26 per bushel. The USDA pegged total U.S. wheat production at 1.7 billion bushels, only up by 5 million from last month. Canada's wheat crop, meanwhile, was pegged at 33 million tons, down 2 million from an earlier estimate. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.